welcome to What I Listen To This Week. We're here with another episode with me, Melanie, Sergio, Eric, and Anthony is back as well. This week, we're going to kick it off with an icebreaker that Anthony sort of proposed. So he's going to answer first. Okay. So you get for choosing the question.
What is the question, Anthony?
The question is, what was your favorite TV show theme as a kid?
As a kid or just now, like in general now?
No, as a kid.
As a kid?
I don't have one as a kid.
I think you guys have a much longer.
Okay, so your first one. <of time. laughs>
go for it.
Okay, so as a kid, I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it was the one I remember the most. It was the theme song to The Love Boat. The Love Boat.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do. Every Saturday night, we'd watch The Love Boat and then Fantasy Island and then the local news and then Saturday Night Live. And that was our Saturday night.
Wow. And when you say we, you mean your family?
My sister and I.
Your sister and you. Okay. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know The Love Boat.
I know of The Love Boat, but it was never on like when I watched it or when I was like
it's
younger.
It's really goofy.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
bad, but good?
Bad, so good.
Yeah, I feel like it's referenced in a lot of shows.
Yes.
And so I've like looked it up before to be like, oh, what is this? What are they referencing? So yeah. I have like some context, but can't say that I watched it like when it was on. Cool.
Understandable.
Okay, well, I'm going to do next because I don't have one as a kid, but I do have one, and it's old, so we're going to use that. So my favorite is the theme from Miami Vice.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And I like it because it's cool. I like it because the artist who did it is Jan Hammer. Jan Hammer played with Mahavishnu Vishnu Orchestra. Mahavishnu Orchestra is one of my favorite all-time groups. And it made him a lot of money, so now he just does whatever he wants. So that's that story.
Nice. I listened to a lot of Jan Hammer as a child. Not by choice, but yeah, it was a big part of my childhood. So I guess Miami Vice was in a way.
Sergio?
I'll have to say the Brady Bunch.
Oh!
I grew up watching the Brady Bunch. As soon as I got back from school, watched the Brady Bunch. And I love that show. It was so good, and I loved the theme song.
Who was your favorite Brady Bunch character?
I don't think I have one. I don't even know if I can
remember. The dog. Was there a dog? I think there was
I don't think
a dog.
I can remember their names anymore. I just remember watching it all the time and just loving it.
Cool. Mine was definitely David the Gnome. It was a animated cartoon. It was a cartoon show. I was obsessed with it when I was little. Tom Bosley did the voice of David the Gnome. I think it was originally a Canadian cartoon, but it came over into the U.S. If you just YouTube or Google David the Gnome, you can listen to the theme song. But it's like an original song it wasn't like a repurposed song or anything like that. But yeah, it was my favorite cartoon. I loved it. It had like underlying environmentalist tones, I think. Oh. Just kind of interesting for like the 80s. But yeah, that was mine.
David the Gnome, that was the name of the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like you'll have to look it up. It was really good. I can't remember it might not have been Canada. It might have been somewhere in Europe, like Spain, but it wasn't like original to the United States. They like repurposed it here. I feel like it was on Nickelodeon, maybe. It was like a before school thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But he rode a fox through the woods.
Naturally.
Yeah. It was great. He had like a cute little wife. They had like little pointy hats. I loved it. Just tonight, go home while you're eating dinner. And
okay, we watch will. An episode. We're going to look for it on YouTube.
Okay. All right. Well, let's dive into the music, Sergio. I think you're the DJ tonight. So who's up first?
I think DJ Anthony, Latin maybe? Passion in the house.
Is that your DJ name?
That was my MySpace name that I don't think you can find anymore. I hope not.
Yeah.
I'm going to look for it on the Wayback Machine.
Oh, no. The first song tonight is Teenagers by My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
And Anthony, do you want to say anything about the song before we listen to it?
Only that the reason why I picked the song is because I was listening into the car this week, and the line, "All teenagers scare the living shit out of me," just really stuck in my head. I have a 12-year-old, and it's true. So with that in mind.
With that in mind, let's get started.
Gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe it'll leave you alone, but not me. The boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick. You're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said, "I'll teenage a scare the living shit out of me." They can kill us as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
There we go. Teenagers scare me.
I'm smiling.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this song too because it's it seems angry, but actually it's not. He just sounds kind of angry. I think that's just their style. But it's actually a pretty cutting commentary on how society treats teenagers. So I thought it was a good song for that reason.
Have you heard of My Chemical Romance before?
Yeah. I don't have any of the albums, but actually Eliza, my teenage daughter, loves them. And in fact, this weekend asked me to burn her a disc of all of their music.
Oh, I love it. My dad would have been like, "Here's some Zeppelin instead. You're not allowed to listen to this." No, no, you wouldn't
That's
have done
not
that.
Fair.
Yeah, I was going to say this sends me back to like when I was a teenager, because this was definitely the music that I would be listening to and would be, yeah, just obsessed with. I think this was very much in like my genre when I was that age. And I feel like I would have been like, yeah, it's really speaking to what I'm thinking, man. one thing though, that it's funny because I don't know if this is because of the icebreaker question, but when I was listening to it, I immediately was like, this would be a great theme song for like a reality show about teenage, I don't know, something, right? Or even not even a reality show, it could be a sitcom. But I think because of like the repetitiveness of it, and it's kind of like sing-songy too, like you can, it gets stuck in your head like right away. I feel like it would make a great TV theme. So if somebody hasn't done that yet, I mean, that feels like an opportunity there.
I have never heard of the song before, and I've primarily listened to, was it The Black Parade? Is that their name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I still love that song. I still listen to that, not every day, but I don't know, whenever it comes up on my shuffle on Spotify. But this was, this was really fun. I really enjoyed listening to it, and it did kind of take me back to my teenage rebellious
angst.
Youth angst, which maybe I'm still like that. I don't know.
I definitely am.
It's from that album, Black Parade.
Yeah.
My kids, because I don't listen to My Chemical Romance, like they're not on my list. They're a group that I've heard, and they're okay. To me, this sounds like, you know, some weird version of Alice Cooper, but it was sort of funny, actually. It was enjoyable, and you know, my kids were band kids, so they weren't angsty or anything.
I was a band kid and also very angsty. Sorry.
Yeah, so a little beyond my scope, but funny and enjoyable.
Good.
Yeah. I feel like it was a good length, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it was nice and short and sweet.
Yes, I would listen to it again. I'm going to add it to my liked songs.
All right.
I'm not going to.
Fair enough.
Well, anything else on this song?
No.
No, thanks for the trip down memory lane.
All right. Up next is a song called Valerie by Steve Winwood.
So you guys probably know that. You guys might know this. You probably know this song. Yeah. I'll wait till after, but I just was feeling cheesy this week, laying it on.
So is this the first time that someone else has already heard the song? Do you know the song?
Yeah.
Well, I knew that song.
Oh, Anthony, you did? Just
I know everything that Stevie Winwood has done, pretty much.
Yeah. It's right. So good. I'm excited about it. Sorry.
All right. Now it's Valerie by Steve Winwood.
Yeah.
same boy I used to be.
All right. Oh, man, that song just always puts a smile on my face. I love it. I sort of forgot about this song, and I picked up a record at a local vinyl shop in Longmont recently, and it was Stevie Winwood's Chronicles album, which was 1987. And I didn't really, like, look at it, honestly. It was, like, $10, and I was like, well, I'm buying this. There's no question. I listened to a lot of Stevie Winwood when I was a kid. I feel like I grew up on it a little bit. So it has this sort of like special place in my heart. But anyway, I picked it up, didn't really even look at it, and just like, fine. And then Friday night I was hanging out and I threw it on the record player. And when I flipped to the B-side, this song is the first track on the B-side. And I was so excited because I was like, I forgot about this song. I love this song. And it was sort of like re-exposed to it. The song, this isn't the 1987 version. The 1987 version that's on Chronicles is like a slightly remixed version of this. This is the original that came out in 82. But some of you, Sergio maybe, but in 2004, there was this DJ, Eric Prids mm-hmm. or whatever, who did this song Call on Me.
Yep.
And it's a sample of the song. And when he sampled it, he sent it to Steve Winwood. This is, I don't know how true this is, but from what I've read is he sent it to Steve Winwood and was like, hey man, I'm going to sample this. It's basically the entire song. It's just the Call on Me mm-hmm. over and over again. And Steve Winwood liked the sample so much that he's like, I'll re-record the vocals for you to like use on this new track. So it's actually like that DJ re-recorded it, so it's technically like it's like Stevie Winwood re-recording the vocals, so it's like fresh vocals. But when I was like in high school was when that song came out, and I remember the first time I heard Valerie, I was like, wait a minute, I know that song, but I knew it from like the DJ version that they would play at like my school dances. So it was sort of this like weird full circle of like, and there's a couple of other covers of it. I think Rah Rah Riot does a cover of the song too, which I probably heard at some point like in my lifetime. But anyway, it was just like this rediscovery of the song that I forgot about. And I just love the bridge of the song so much. Like the chord progression in it is so good, and I love it. But anyway, yeah, so that's how I came across it. And then I haven't taken it out of my record player. I've just left it. I'm just like occasionally will like turn on the stereo and just like press start. It's still like on the B side, and I'll just walk by and be like, I'm going to listen to it one more time. Cause it's just, you know, I feel like when I'm feeling kind of down, like this is one of those songs where it's like, this is on my happy playlist. And you know, and sometimes you just need that anyway.
Yeah, I love Call on Me. I for some reason thought that song came out first, but now it's good to know that Valerie is the original. I've never heard of Steve Winwood before. I thought his voice kind of sounded like Phil Collins a little bit. Like kind of similar, like, I don't know, like electronica Phil Collins-ish. I don't know.
It's 80s.
Yeah.
This version is so 80s.
Yeah.
And if you...
It is very 80s.
If you know the history of Stevie Winwood, which you don't, because...
I don't.
Yeah. He's been doing stuff from Spencer Davis to Blind Faith to Traffic, and then late he got into... He did his solo work and some classics, and this is one of those classics. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. No, I just pictured myself wearing like short shorts and on a beach in Cali.
It is considered convertible
and
the yacht rock category.
Yacht rock.
I think the episode of Always Sunny where they rent, Jay keeps telling me that the episode of Always Sunny where they buy a boat, their big thing is that they just keep playing Steve Winwood over and over again. But yeah, if you dive into the yacht rock genre, Steve Winwood is definitely up there for sure. It's the music you play when you're wearing short shorts on a boat.
And drinking.
Yeah. And then I thought of your story of when that one time you were in a bar or whatever and you ran into or you saw Steve Winwood, and I was like, I have to bring this. Eric's like seen him before in real life.
Yeah. He's just not as tall as he looks in his videos, that's all.
Yeah, I believe that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I think he was standing on boxes in the videos.
Ah.
Because he's not a tall man.
Okay.
But yeah, he's great. He's always been great. And a friend of mine saw him with Steely Dan a couple of years ago. And he opened for Steely Dan, and then the skies opened, and he got washed out. But there's an Rocky Mountain PBS concert, or if you can get into their back catalogs, there is a concert with him and his group, and it's remarkable. I really love Stevie Winwood.
Yeah. Oh, good. I brought this knowing that you would enjoy it. He's like the other thing that he's big associated with is the genre blue-eyed soul or white soul. It's like him and Eric Clapton are like the people who sort of lead that genre, and what he's like really well known for.
Yeah, I've known Steve Winwood from the solo stuff in the early 80s, but more from Traffic. Mm-hmm. Traffic, I think, is one of the best like late 60s, early 70s bands. I think they're really good. Unfortunately, I think Steve Winwood fell into the trap of a lot of artists from the 70s where they tried to reimagine themselves for a new audience in the 80s, and sometimes it worked and sometimes it didn't. I mean, the song is, I don't mind it because his voice is just so great. It's still good. And his other like Higher Life song is also from this era, and that's a good song too. But it's not
Enroll with it.
You got to that's right. Yeah. I thought that was a suggestion.
roll with it.
I wouldn't say that his 80s work was his best work. I think his earlier stuff is better.
Probably, but for me, the Ark of the Diver album was superb. And that's sort of from that period. But yeah, it was the 80s. Everybody was doing everything, and it was sort of scattershot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People didn't know what to do with synth, and it kind of showed sometimes.
Yep. Anything else? I feel like there was something else I was going to say about this, but it's escaping me at the moment, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. The next song is called Fui Yo by Los Angeles Azules. And I don't really have any lead up to this. It's not a weird song. I was going to pick a weird song, and I decided not to because I've been listening to the song a lot, actually, recently. We'll just go ahead and get started.
Necesito
So that was Fui Yo by Los Angeles Azules. Los Angeles Azules, they predominantly concentrate on cumbia music. This is actually from their most recent album, which I think just came out like last week. There's some other really good songs on there. They did some stuff with Juanes, which is actually pretty fun. But what I enjoyed about this one was, besides like the vocals, there's kind of like a subgenre of cumbia where it's like more psychedelic. And there's actually a lot of it's called psychedelic cumbia, and I think it's even called like chicha or something like that. Like in Peru, there's just like a really fascinating like psychedelic movement, cumbia movement coming out of there that I thought this song really like blended well in, and just incorporated some of that.
What makes it psychedelic?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it's more of just like how some of the instruments. I don't know.
I mean, I thought it was interesting that you could hear a lot of, excuse me, reverb and sort of the exaggerated vocals and the horns going in and out sort of trippy. So if I wasn't sober exactly, I listened to that. I could see where you could get psychedelic out of that.
Okay. I caught some words, but what is the song about in general?
So the Fui Yo means like it was me.
Okay.
So it's just like, so the whole core, I don't know, I'd have to look at it. Yeah. I haven't like looked much at the lyrics, but I can look that up while someone else does something.
I sort of agree with the psychedelic in that it's like, it's just a wall of like a lot of sound, like synced well together. It's not like a wall of sound that's like chaotic. There's very much like order to everything. So I can kind of see that. Yeah. If you're, not sober, whatever your psychedelic option is, selection of choice. I could see sort of like kind of go, it's like almost like trance-like, like even though it was very like upbeat. And I mean, when you think of like kind of trancey music, you might think like sort of low key kind of ethereal sort of stuff, but in the sort of repetitiveness of it and like the structure of it, it can kind of just like throw you into a little bit of a trance. And especially if you're like dancing to it, I can definitely pick up on that. And I kind of enjoyed that about it, is it just like sort of the constant energy, and it, you know, felt like something that you could move to sort of, really easily, which I liked.
Definitely danceable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cumbia is primarily sort of a dance genre.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's easy. It's not one of the hard dances.
No. Yeah.
It's like merengue. It's like one of those things that anybody can do.
Yeah. You can do it at weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could not find the lyrics, but
I was just curious.
I'll translate it for you live next time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sergio, any other info to like share about this group? I don't know them very well, so I don't know much about them.
I didn't do my homework much.
Okay.
I remember,
sorry to put
I think
you on
it was
the spot.
Like prior to like, I think they started, I think like early 2000s, and they weren't doing so hot. And then they made an album that started incorporating just like more cumbia music with like other well-known artists. Mm-hmm. And then that album just kind of exploded. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of got more and more popular. Funny story, when I was actually in Mexico not too long ago, we were in a mine and they were filming a music video. And one of the singers of Los Angeles Azules, which I think split up from the group, was actually there filming a video.
Oh.
And it reminded me of this group. I don't know. Yeah. I didn't come prepared. Next time I will come prepared with more.
Oh, no, it's okay. It just means we have
homework. What were you doing at a mine?
Well, we were in this town called Taxco. And apparently it's a silver mining town.
Okay.
And it was in this hotel, and they were trying to do some construction work to make the ceiling taller.
Mm.
And they dug a hole, and then they found an entrance to a mine.
Oh, my gosh.
That's been there since, like, the 1500s.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. So then they turned it into an attraction. You could walk in the mine and all this stuff. It was pretty cool.
Interesting.
That's neat.
I'll show you photos later.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, the last and final song for the evening.
I feel like Eric always closes us out and he always wins.
Is a song called Déjame Soñar by Tony Vega and Tito Puente.
It's I talked to Sergio briefly this afternoon, and I had it narrowed down to big band mambo, Nordic jazz, and something else, and this one.
Sweet.
So, yeah, it's cool.
No me cambie nada por allá, que yo lo quiero ver tal como está. Puerto Rico lindo, me hace tan rico poder pensar que yo soy tu hijo como Muñoz, Morel y Escobar. Y otros tantos hijos y nobles hombres que no hay que hablar. Y es que no hay historia ni una memoria para olvidar que eres Puerto Rico, mi gigante chico, y déjame soñar. Déjame soñar. Que mi San Juan lo dejen como está y que no le quite nada, nada más. Que sea Mayagüez estudiantil, orgullo de allí. Guárdame un palmar y un amanecer cantando un zorzal. Quiero una hamaca, café en la jata, caguabara de allí. Y déjame soñar desde aquí, déjame soñar, déjame soñar. Quiero oír un jíbaro cantar y le conteste un gallo en madrugar. Comer poma rosa y oler las rosas de mi rosal. Del norte, del este, del sur y oeste, Poncio San Juan. Valle de Collores, déjame que llore mientras llego allá. Y déjame soñar desde acá y déjame soñar, déjame soñar. Déjame soñar. Quiero tu café con...
It's the King of Mambo and his lead singer, and it's a song that you can dance to. I used to dance a lot of salsa, and this is, the beat is so good and it's so insistent, it's just easy to dance to. And it's Tito Puente, who's like, you know, he's the king. And Tony Vega is a sort of old school guy who isn't known for this song, but this is probably the best thing he ever did. And he's still, God, he's still out there. He had a Christmas album last week that is horrible. But
but he's still producing.
But he's still out there doing it. So yeah. Anyway, so this is one of my favorite songs, and it's just cool.
What does Tito play, or is he the conductor?
He played timbales.
Okay.
I immediately wanted to be dancing in South Beach. That's like where I wanted to go as soon as this turned on. We're all sitting, but I challenge anybody who isn't sitting and listening to this to not try to start dancing where they are, because it's so perfect. And it's, yeah, I like the term relentless, because it's you just keep going, like you don't want to stop, and it just keeps moving you along. I also really loved the little horn bit at the very end, the like horn coda, if you will. I love that, because I feel like in the song, and it is very relentless, and that beat just keeps going and the themes just keep going. And then it sort of is this like fun little like bonus at the end right before they finish out. But yeah, it is classic Tito Puente. I love it.
I love big band stuff like this. I can listen to this like all day. Mm-hmm. Transports me to South Beach or Puerto Rico and just dancing salsa, drinking mojitos and twirling ladies around, and
mojitos, huh? Mojitos. I was thinking
ladies,
daiquiris.
Plural.
Yeah, two ladies.
Wow. South Beach. Where's South Beach?
Miami.
Okay.
Sort of the salsa capital of the United States.
Okay.
But it's just a really fun, good, danceable, and it's one of those songs that if you know how to do it, you can dance really well to this song, because it's got lots of little bits that you can accent. And it's one of my favorites. That's all. Anyway, that's it.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was good.
I think you should like, this is something I think people need to experience live. I think it makes such a difference when you're listening to a live, like big salsa band like this.
Yeah.
And it just,
and hearing the percussion.
It's magical. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like envisioning the percussion is like what I get really excited about. Mm. And like watching them play and like thinking of that when the music's playing. I love that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well.
Good choice, Eric.
Anything else?
So why does Eric always win?
I don't know.
Because I'm old and I've listened to more music than anybody
else.
It just feels
like it's like everything, like not even when it's like the icebreaker questions, I feel like he often wins, like the time he met.
What do you mean win? I didn't know we were in a contest.
Well, it's always a contest.
Who brings in the best song, Anthony?
Oh, are we going to vote now or?
No.
Okay.
Tell us what you think in the comments below.
Who picked the best song tonight?
It's probably Eric. No, I don't know. It just, I don't know.
There were really good songs tonight. It was just sometimes where quality is a little like, okay. But tonight I thought everything was really good.
Yeah. I mean, Eric met Robert Plant once, so he wins. Robert Plant.
What about him?
Eric met him once. That was in a previous episode.
And Steve Winwood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. He always wins.
I won't even talk about Mingus or Ella Fitzgerald or, you know, people like that. I've been around. I met a lot of people. That's all.
That's great.
Yeah.
No, everybody did a good job tonight. I'm joking when I say Eric wins. He just has good stories. I enjoyed it. Good choices, everybody. I like it. I'm excited to go back to listen to our playlist.
That's right. If you want to listen to any of the songs, You can find them on our Spotify playlist, aptly named What I Listened To This Week, and you will find a link to it in the description below. Anything else before we wrap this sucker up?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Thanks to all you guys who are fans who listen and tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends. Spread the word. Like and subscribe.
Like, subscribe, tune in to LPMX Radio.
Yeah, you can listen to this on a replay on LPMX Tuesdays and Thursday evenings at 6:30 Mountain Time, maybe.
Sounds
I don't remember, but it's in the evenings, Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. And yeah, if you have something that we want to that you want us to listen to, leave a comment in the YouTube video, because we're always looking for fun recommendations. If you've got something cool that you think we should, you know, offer our take on,
let maybe us know. we'll get weird and some weird music next year.
Yeah, maybe we'll start having theme episodes.
Ooh. Oh, I like that idea.
Yeah. I like that. Maybe we'll do that next time.
Okay.
Ooh, I do like that.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.